Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Pep Linders har kommet med en covid- og skadeoppdatering, og Jørgen Klopp slipper straff. Her pausepraten, tirsdag 21. desember ved Mari Lunde. Liverpool forbereder seg til Liga-cupens kvartfinalekamp mot Leicester på onsdag, og i den forbindelse ble det holdt pressekonferanse på Kirby i dag. Som vanlig når det snakk om Liga-cupen, var det assistenttrener Pep Linders som ble sendt for å fylle Klopps stol. Linders kunne fortelle at Liverpool ikke har avlagt noen flere positive covid-tester etter Thiago sin på søndag. Ingen nye spillere har blitt skadet, men Divock Origi fortsatt ikke tilbake i trening med laget og dermed uaktuelt til kampen mot Leicester. Vanligvis i Liga-cupen ser vi store endringer i laget, og Linders bekrefter at det blir nok denne gangen også.
For oss er det mye viktigere hva vi skal gjøre enn hvem som skal spille. For an example, and if you saw our lineup against AC Milan away, everybody would think or was thinking probably of you guys like, wow, that's brave, and we only thought game on. So it's in the beginning of the season, we always make like we speak with our players to say we want to create memories together. We want to create special games together. We want to create special games with the fans together. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow. We try to make it a cup night for the fans, full of desire with all we have. And for that, we need fresh legs as well.
Linders fikk spørsmål om klubben har hatt noen samtaler med dommerforeningen etter søndagens kamp mot Tottenham. Klopp og resten av Liverpool var mildt sagt misfornøyd med dommer Paul Tierney og Chris Kavanagh i VAR-rommet etter at de ga Andy Robertson rødt kort og lot Harry Kane slippe unna med gult kort etter en tøff takling med knottene først, og at Diogo Jota ble snytt for et straffespark.
No, because everybody saw what happened, and I think the VAR is a good thing that it's in football, because it can help to make the big decisions right. So at least everybody makes mistakes. I make mistakes. If we make big mistakes, Jürgen and myself, we get punished. If players make big mistakes, they get punished. But if referees make big mistakes, probably, usually, the teams get punished or the players get punished as well. And that's not correct. And I'm not talking about the small mistakes in the game, because that's football. It goes so quick. But the VAR is there to help the referee. And what I still don't understand is that why the VAR is always a separate person. Why the VAR is not part of a team. So you have a referee team, and because there are split seconds, the guy who helps the referee on the pitch needs to know the referee with everything he has. They need to be a team, because together they are responsible. If there's always changes, that will not work. And that's the same that would be if Jürgen every week has a different assistant manager. That's exactly the same. You need, and I wish we had VAR to make better decisions as coaches, because then I will not make mistakes.
Jørgen Klopp var rasende på dommer Paul Tierney etter de kontroversielle avgjørelsene i kampen mot Tottenham. FA har sett på Klopp sine uttalelser om Tierney og har bestemt seg for å ikke straffe tyskeren for de fargerike uttalelsene. Klopp fikk for øvrig gult kort i selve kampen for sine protester, men slipper altså å bli bøtelagt eller utestengt. Tierney skal for øvrig sitte i VAR-rommet når Liverpool spiller en veldig viktig bortekamp mot Chelsea 2. januar. I går kom resultatet fra møtet mellom Premier League-klubbene. I gårsdagens episode av Pausepraten hørte vi at klubbene i ligaen vurderte å utsette en hel runde i juleprogrammet for å forsøke å sette en stopper for spredningen av koronaviruset mellom spillerne. Den siste uken har det blitt meldt om 90 smittetilfeller i den engelske toppdivisjonen. Det positive tilfeller på spillere og støtteapparat. Også Liverpool har blitt rammet den siste uken da Van Dijk, Fabinho, Curtis-Jones og Thiago har testet positivt. I går kom bekreftelsen på at det ikke blir noen utsettelse av ligarunden. Klubbene har sammen takket nei. Jørgen Klopp er nok en av de som er skuffet over avgjørelsen, og at kampen mot Leicester 28. desember går som normalt, bare 2 dager etter kampen mot Leeds. Liverpool støttet flyttingen av en runde med kamper i slutten av måneden, og det er forstått at de ikke var den eneste klubben som snakket om det. Andre hevdet at en slik plan var for kompleks og full av risiko, skriver Adam Crafton i The Athletic. Henry Winter i The Times tror dog at det blir sannsynlig med tomme tribuner i Premier League i kampene fremover. Tomme tribuner nærmer seg England. Idrettsarrangementer i Wales må fra og med Boxing Day spilles for tomme tribuner. Det har myndighetene bestemt. Swansea, Cardiff City og Newport County spiller i English Football League og blir altså påvirket, men kan ha med bortesupportere på kamper de spiller i England. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.